Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tabletop Escapades. Last time we found Therese staring down a skull creature wrapped in smoke with jewels for eyes. Therese was invisible, but unfortunately this creature can see through that invisibility, can see through that spell. And so we're actually going to be starting this episode with combat!
Hey!
Or rather, we rolled initiative. Maybe these guys can find a way to not fight. We'll see.
No.
And so, yeah, we actually rolled initiative before we started the show. And it is Moose's turn.
Ben, I have a couple of quick questions.
Yes, please.
Last giant skull we fought did not have jewels for eyes, right?
Yes.
This one has one red, one blue jewel?
No.
Where'd you get that?
I did not actually. I don't think I specified the color.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely imagining they were red and blue.
Tiger, right? That's the tiger statue from the Spencer Mansion.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. In honor of the Spencer Mansion,
same place.
We will make one red and one blue.
I don't know why I imagined that. I was so certain coming in. I was like, there's got to be some trick. Like, I need to hit the one with fire and the other one with ice. Like, I was so sure, Ben.
Maybe
like 3D glasses eyes.
You're making me doubt myself because I have forgotten. I have forgotten things like this. But
I have no recollection of the color. I didn't
just
know there were gem
eyes. It's probably just a
know.
Dumb thing I assumed. I do that sometimes.
It's okay.
I love it.
We'll make
it.
Them red, one red, one blue. I give a lot of description, and so I even re-listened to the episode as I was coming in, and I don't remember that. All right. Who knows? Anyway, did you have more questions beyond the color?
That was it. Just
do you have more questions?
Okay. All right. It is Moose's turn.
I'm gonna die before I fucking get to do anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll revive
just
you.
Just to let everybody know, Therese is on the bottom of the initiative.
My initiative roll.
We got
was
full health.
Poor.
All our spells back.
Yeah, we're doing okay. He'd have to smash me for like 300 damage.
So move
crit.
So you guys made a stone shape into the door. So Moof unlocked the first door. Popper, made a stone shape, made a slit on the side of the wall that Therese crawled through. And so they're all kind of huddled. Everybody's on one side of the door, and Therese and this creature on the other side of the door. And so Moof says to you, Therese, you should quick run back. I think he can see you. We'll trap him on this other side. Maybe we'll close it in. We'll close it in. Just hurry. It's not safe there.
Therese starts running, but it's like a cartoon where you need the wind up, and that'll last until my turn.
And Moof readies an attack in case the creature follows Therese back through the hole.
Good thinking, Moof.
Popper, it is your turn.
Hey, wait a minute.
Use sand.
Weird question.
Yeah.
Since I have foresight, I cannot be surprised. So I think I would get... Would I get a... I don't know how that would work.
You're still crawling.
I mean, I guess I was waiting. I was waiting there to see if it saw me, and now we know it did, so I guess that doesn't count. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, with surprise, I think it would be that they were trying to catch you off guard. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So since the door is, like, off its hinges, can't we just open it now?
The way that I have it, and it is admittedly a bit hard to visualize, is you have this door, and you created this little slit, okay? And so most of the door, let's say 75-80% of the door is intact, and it's just this little slit, and you can shape the wall and not really the door. And so you kind of created this tunnel into the wall. Yeah, and so it's just this little hole that you can crawl through.
I mean, can Kata fit through it?
No, it's 5 feet.
Okay.
And so Kata would not be able to crawl through it. Some of you could definitely crawl through it, for
Kata's
sure.
Bigger than 5 feet?
He's a big boy. Kata's a big boy.
That's a very big boy.
Yeah. I mean, he could maybe try to fit through it with some assistance, I guess, but it wouldn't be like this quick, easy thing like it would be for, say,
little
like a Moof.
Winnie the Pooh scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that, for sure. The door is weakened, though. So if you wanted to try to assault it or something,
I want to smash it.
You can just
door
open
down.
It from the other side.
Yeah, couldn't you just pull it? If you did it on the hinges side, so just pull it off.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Okay, can I have you make a strength check?
Cool.
Nice.
That is 20 plus.
I like how you didn't give me the actual number. You're just like, I feel so good. It's just a 20 plus.
20 plus.
I rolled success.
Yeah. It just says success on the die?
22.
Okay. So Pomper, you are right that that just is successful. You are able to rip off this door. What I do want to tell you,
too big.
No, it's fine. It's great.
Is that you breaking apart this door in the heat of the moment does make a lot of noise. And so if there are other things here, you might alert them. But how would you like...
He already dropped a stone on his foot.
Yeah.
That's true. It's not like you guys have been super quiet before. Yeah. So yeah, that's a fair point. Pomper.
Yes.
How would you like to break the door?
Just rip it off.
Okay. Would you like to move at all? You're about 10 feet away from the creature.
I want to stand next to Move.
You're in a small hallway, so you're basically next to Move.
Yep. I want to stay there.
Move's in the hallway. He didn't go in.
Am I allowed to be in a defensive position? Or no, because I used my action?
If you're talking about a defensive position that is like unique to your class that would require an action, ripping off the door would be the action.
Yeah, okay.
But like RP-wise, if you want to be in a stance, you totally can.
Yeah, I'm just kind of waiting there defensively.
Okay. You could ready your reaction to do something if something happens.
Yeah, go into Overwatch mode.
Yeah, Overwatch. That's what I meant.
Though, I mean, that thing's going to stay and attack Therese for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, turn around and do Overwatch in case anybody sneaks in from behind us.
Well, readying in action.
Yeah, that's
is an action.
That's what I thought. Yeah. You can't do Overwatch,
that
right?
uses your reaction.
Check the books.
I thought... In action and Overwatch, you couldn't do.
Oh, right. You can't do the door and okay. Overwatch.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot you did a door in this turn.
So I'm just hanging tight.
Hang tight.
Hang tight next to Move.
Hanging tight. All right. It is the creature's turn.
The creature.
And despite all the noise that has been happening, it is focused on Therese.
Nice. Just the way we like it.
This thing is pretty nasty. All right.
What color is the skull? Blue?
The skull is like a pale color, like kind of a green, white, yellowish color.
Whoa.
It looks like death.
Cool.
All right, everybody. This is a thing that's happening. You remember the Hellfire Orb, how it was a unique thing they could do?
Remember that? Yeah.
This is kind of like this creature's unique thing, or one of its unique things, Hellfire. I guess you should say. This is a howl that needs some time to recharge after it's happening. But each creature within 30 feet must make a Constitution saving throw.
And we're all within 30 feet?
Yeah.
Yes, you are within 30 feet.
20.
Huber, can you roll?
Okay, nice, Therese.
You don't want me to roll.
I do. Can you roll that twice?
Okay.
Oh. What's that first one?
17.
Okay.
And a 2.
Oh. That's Palvin.
Okay.
Oh, good. Palvin's fine. Palvin can take it.
Okay, so Therese, what did you get?
20.
20, you told me that, sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Pomper.
11.
Okay.
Villian.
Villian to 22.
Okay.
Palvin, 3.
Okay.
9.
9,
Palvin
okay.
is vaporized.
So
we're dead.
So Kata failed. So this is what it does. If you fail the Constitution saving throw, you drop to 0 hit points.
Great.
Wow, that is a brutal spell.
Honestly, it's just called Howl?
Really?
Dead.
Really need Serena on this one.
On a successful save, the creature, you're frightened until the end of your next turn.
Good lord.
Yes.
Which means you use your movement to run as far away as possible?
A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight.
I do have some good news. I have an aura of courage where you and friendly creatures within 10 feet can't be frightened.
Then that cancels it out. Just to let you know,
reading the book.
If you were to go down, Kyle, or something like that, the frightened creature can also not move willingly closer to the source of its fear.
So none of us are frightened if we passed?
Yes, if you passed, you're not frightened.
But if you didn't pass, you're dead.
However, yeah.
And just to be clear, you're not frightened because you feel Villian around you.
Yeah. And Zemnar.
Well, Villian is like, even if Zemnar wasn't there, You would feel his aura of
you're
courage.
You're like Gandalf.
Yeah. You just feel better when you're around
him. Don't call him. That's too high praise, man. Come on. Gandalf.
Don't call him Gandalf.
Like Radagast, maybe. Sure.
Ben, do they just like, do they just collapse too?
Well, so that could have gone a lot worse, but just to let the audience know, to be clear, Zemnar, Palvin, and Kata have all dropped to 0 hit points.
No! Wait, I passed?
What?
An 11 passed?
Who? Did you? You had 11?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, I'm dead, yeah.
Popper, too!
Yeah.
All our healers.
For some reason, I thought you got, like, a 15 or something.
I grabbed my heart.
Popper, you know what? You had an out there.
Oh, it's all right.
And you didn't take it.
That's awesome.
I'm going to give you a point of inspiration. so Popper, okay, you can only Popper is also
can't
down.
Lie to the tape.
All right.
Oh, I see. That's a rip.
Popper, Zemnar, Palvin, and Kata are down.
Oh.
Dropped to 0 hit points. Now, just
can
let
I
you
spit
know,
blood out like Vegeta does when he gets punched in the belly?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Is Tataka still asleep on this...
Yes.
Stone bed?
Yes.
And Doros made it.
Doros did make it, yes.
So conscious is Doros, Therese, Viliant.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
It sounds a lot more dire when you put it that way.
Where did you see the fear?
It's a shame that Pomper, you went down because you could do like a mass heal, right?
I got
to
heal everyone up.
Yeah.
Aura of Courage.
Okay.
So heal Pomper. And then Popper will hear.
So I'm not frightened either. No, sorry. Yeah.
In a move of intimidation, the creature does not move forward.
Does not move?
No. Does not move. It does not move forward.
Oh, wait,
forward.
Is move down?
What?
Move is down.
No, he
move
passed.
Is up. Move is up.
Oh, okay. Moves up.
So we got four of us.
Okay,
we're
we got
fine.
Four.
All
right.
We got two meat shields.
Up. Yeah, of the NPCs, the only one who went down was Kata.
Naturally.
Sweet, dude. Okay. He's died like 5 times.
Yeah, he's died more than anybody.
Kata, it would be Kata's turn, but Kata's down. It would be Palvin's turn, but Palvin is down.
Hey, this is great.
Well, we got to roll to live, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is true.
Roll to live. All
right, so I will do
roll to live.
Kata.
Live to roll.
Kata fails.
Palvin passes. He's got one.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. Is there 10 and above?
Yeah, 10 and above. Yay.
Finally.
What did you get, Zemnar?
14.
14, okay. So you passed as well.
Pass it, baby!
Actually, your turn 8.
Yeah, I'm way down there.
Okay. But we'll just have you that
yeah. Basic. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Fine. Okay. All right, so it is Doros' turn.
Doros.
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 Ouroboros. Ouroboros Doros.
You okay?
Doros is covering his ears just from the howl, just from the shriek. That's the immediate aftermath. And you have to keep in mind that he is still pretty weak from everything that Tataka did to him. He is not his full warrior self. But he still has... He's still trying to think strategically. He's still trying to think like a warrior. And he goes... This creature, its voice, we must create as much distance as possible. If we leap into the fray, we'll just die. Ooh. I will hold the door. And he just throws himself, oh, there is no door. Never mind, the door is ripped off. He does not hold the door.
Run! Hold the line. Not,
I will hold the line.
Run!
I will sacrifice myself if I must to give you some space.
Damn. Doros, tell me. Is that Tataka?
No. But he was, I sense Tataka within him. He is not Tataka, but I feel as though he is one of his cruel minions, a manifestation of this hatred that he bears for me.
Referring to the body?
Yeah.
Tataka?
No, the bed one. The one in the bed. Yeah.
Oh, were you referring to...
Yeah, the creature in the bed.
Okay, not the skull.
Not the skull, no.
Okay. Then that is actually a different response entirely.
Okay.
It It seems like him, yes. I do think that is Tataka.
Then we cannot run, Doros. We mustn't.
You have foul magic, yes?
Yes.
Then you run away and try to assault this thing from a distance so it can't hurt you with its own terrible spells.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yes, Therese, perhaps you could have used that dimensional door that I mentioned.
It's not really a door. It just kind of teleports me and something I'm touching.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Demiplane is the thing you're thinking of, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah. That was the one. But a demiplane is still some door.
Yeah. I don't want to waste it on the skull.
Okay, I think the skull is a real problem right now.
I just care about Tataka.
Spiegler, that was not canon. None of that was canon.
I was like, I love this comedy yeah, bit. No. We're dying.
Villian, it is your turn. So basically,
deleted scenes.
Doros gets in the frame of the door.
We didn't cut.
And he tries to act as a
his natural habitat.
Yeah, I'm going to try to run past him.
Yeah, you can easily. That's fine.
Oh, okay. And then I'm going to do Divine Smite and try to smash
Tataka's head. You're not going to heal Pomper?
Head. No. I'm going
to
try.
Oh, you're going to try to break through the what Tataka is sleeping in and try to take care of Tataka directly.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, is he like underneath a thing?
So
I thought he was on top of like a stone bed.
No. Again, this is the best image that I can come up with. You know the Sleeping Beauty, or not Sleeping Beauty,
Snow White the
thing.
Coffin?
You know how it's like covered by glass?
Oh, she's
encased.
Yes, oh, okay. Yes. I was picturing
it's the same thing as this.
But we can see him.
You can see him, yeah. It is glass.
Does this work with line of sight?
Yes. So, Villian.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. I'm wondering if you'll provoke an attack of opportunity from the creature.
Skullman?
Skullman.
I'm just don't thinking of this think you will.
Skull from Symphony of the Night.
He's on okay. the other side of the
I
thing,
keep
right?
seeing a Quan Chi's skull, and I'm like bummed about it.
Because Quan Chi sucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It like keeps popping into my brain. I'm like, no, dude. I want to think of a cooler skull.
You want something better for your RP, your DGRP?
I'm telling you, man.
Okay, so you're going to try to Divine Smite through the glass.
Yeah, I'm just figuring out how many rolls that is. It's a bunch.
Okay.
Divine Smite.
Divine Smite. Let me know.
Do I have it? Let's check my spells.
Oh, so I shouldn't... Dang it. Okay. You can do, like, Sacred Weapon. You can, like, buff your weapon, but it takes an action. So yeah. I'm just going to do regular old Divine Smite. But I am going to use a second level spell slot. So I'm adding 3d8 to my attack.
Okay, so Kyle, I'm actually going to, instead of this being an attack roll, I get where your logic is,
mm-hmm.
that you're trying to attack a creature, this sleeping Tataka. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I'm actually going to have you make a strength check to basically puncture through this thing.
Got it.
What's that say, Hubert?
13.
13 plus 6. We got a 19.
Okay. So, your hammer comes down with a ferocious might. You just saw four of your comrades go down. And when you hit the glass, you hear a crack. But the glass remains intact. It does not shatter. However, it does reveal to you more information about the room.
Ooh.
Do you remember above Tataka's bed, I said there was a pendulum and it was swung all the way over to the left?
Yeah, some sort of meter or something, yeah.
Correct. When you strike the glass with your hammer, the pendulum actually shakes a little bit. What also shakes is I mentioned this before, but again, there's been a ton of description. There's a golden crank right next to the bed that also wiggles.
Ugh.
So it seems like all three of these things are connected.
Okay.
And there's like a man with a golden bowl standing against the wall still?
Yeah. Not really, just to let you guys know, to not needlessly distract you, not really relevant to the combat situation that is going on and will not interfere in combat, but it is a lore thing. Yeah.
Lord Vessel.
The Lord Vessel.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
Nah, just to be clear to anyone who's like wondering about Villian's actions right now, he's able to recognize a bad scenario like this where we could all, you know, drop dead and just die here, and he's like, he knows he has to kill Tataka.
He's gotta make moves.
Yeah. I really actually admire this line of thought. Kyle, it seems like a fight or flight kind of response to me where yeah. you're like, okay, I've seen its power. I know that like squaring off again is gonna be a bad idea. Let's try to find some other method of getting rid of this thing.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Therese says to Villian, heal Pomper! I've got that.
Papa is lost. Zemna is lost.
Thinks he's dead. That's awesome.
Paladin is lost.
Okay, what are you talking about?
It is Zemnar's turn, who actually already rolled a success for the death saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
And now, finally, we have Therese.
I cast Banishment on Tataka.
Oh.
Okay.
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 Game Shark.
And he fails the saving throw because he's asleep.
Ooh.
Yes.
In theory.
Well.
Baby.
Again, more more information about
right.
the room.
Unless there's shenanigans.
Magical shield.
Yes, unless there's shenanigans, right. So you attempt to cast Banishment, but it seems like the barrier that Tataka is encased in is preventing that spell from going through.
Uh-oh. God dang it.
Is that what Tree says?
Yeah. That's one out of four spell slots.
Okay. All right. I thought you only had one for Banishment. I was really nervous.
I have four okay. spell slots total because warlocks are trash.
Therese, would you like to move?
Yeah, I'll move out of the room.
But this is where he gets an attack on opportunity, right?
He's across the room.
The skull.
Yeah, he came in the Laser door eyes. And stayed over there, didn't he?
Oh, I think he was hovering right above you, in my imagination. No,
so
again.
He actually came in, saw Therese.
Yeah.
In the position that I have now, he's about, because like Therese is just on the other side of the door, and so you're all kind of clustered together. If we kind of treat you all as a general group, he's about 10 feet away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you should be okay.
Man, if I was drawing the cover for this issue of our comic
close.
Book. Yeah, it was like Therese like on the ground for some reason with one hand up.
Like trying to shoot
yeah.
back.
Yeah, and there
the
was
skull
a
is wearing
skull.
3D glasses.
Yeah, with 3D glasses on, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I want the skull to have 3D glasses.
Hit my head on the mic.
You hit your head?
Hit my nose.
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so it is Moof's turn.
Ooh.
And Moof has obviously been paying attention to what's going on as well. And he has an idea. And kind of like Villian was thinking this be a fight or flight moment, for Moof it is a fight or flight moment as well. And he just runs toward the crank.
Yes, Moof.
And he tries to turn the crank.
Quickly, Moof, quickly!
And you see him put his claws on it. And it seems very firm. And so he's going to have to give it all of his effort to try to turn it.
Dang.
And that is what he's going to do. He's going to make
that
a strength check.
Strength check.
Yeah. Look out.
He actually succeeds.
Ooh,
yeah, movie!
So he movie. Turns it, and it's almost like the pendulum is slotted in place. And by putting all of his built-up strength from all the time that he spent... with adventuring with you guys, alone with Potbelly and the gang, it has finally kind of led to this moment where that training is paying off, and the pendulum kind of unlocks from the slot, but it swings all the way over to the right. When it goes past the middle, the glass just kind of dissipates, but when it swings back over to the right, the glass reappears. And so it seems like he's going to need to find a way to kind of hold it in the center. He has to kind of turn the crank, and so it's just resting right where it needs to be, and that seems like what will break the barrier.
A mini game.
Important question.
Yeah.
When the pendulum, for that split second,
yeah.
swings through the middle of the glass,
yeah.
it's open air to Tataka's body?
Yes.
Yes.
We just got to time it. It's a mini game.
So the barrier is gone for that 1 second.
Yes.
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 Okay.
But I mean, he's going to try to make it so it's just open
well,
in general.
got speed move.
And so right now, Moof is struggling with the barrier. He has not quite gotten it there. His action this turn was kind of getting it loosened.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that is frustrating for the banishment.
I mean, banishment is, you know, instant. So if I timed it to when the thing was down...
Switch off your targeting computer.
If I switched off my targeting computer...
What's wrong, Luke?
All right. After Moof, we have Pomper, who needs to make a death saving throw. Did you fail? Oh, I guess you haven't rolled one yet. This will be your first death saving
throw. Is it raw 20?
Raw 20, nothing.
9.
Already. It's 10 or under 10, 10 is a fail.
9.
Okay, so you've failed once.
Fail. Failure.
Do that 2 more times and you're dead forever. Like Villian wants.
I see the ship I was on in the beginning of the campaign.
That ship meant something to you.
Mm-hmm.
You were a stowaway, remember?
Yeah.
We found you on that boat.
You tried to kill him. Yep. You tried to blast him.
You love a creature.
That was good times. We were like level 4.
I like how Pomper's narrative begins only when it enters ours.
No, I mean, he met with Law.
Yeah.
He had a whole adventure.
I mean, like, that's his first memory, though. That's what he
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, another thing to just keep track of positioning, you and Moof moved further into the room, and so you're about 5 feet away, Villiand, from the creature, and so is Moof, whereas the rest of the crew is about 10 feet away.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
I moved, like, out of the room.
You need to give me feet. You need to give me distance.
Well, the hallway was 7 feet to the next door, right?
Yes.
So I'll, like, stand in the other doorway.
How many meters?
So you're 17 feet away from... the creature, okay.
How many meters is that?
I think it's about like 90. Like 90 meters.
90 meters?
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be like 90 meters.
90 meters.
Is Doros mad that we're just like not following his orders?
No, he isn't. Because you're having an effect on the room, like you're doing something and...
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know what the hell is going on, what this creature is, why it's doing it.
Okay, cool.
So this ability is called Cloud of Dust.
So he's throwing sand.
The creature magically swirls its dusty remains.
Nice.
That's funny.
Each creature within 10 feet,
aha,
including around a quarter, must succeed on a constitution saving throw.
Would that include the dead ones?
My eyes are closed.
I'm immune.
He makes a good
My
point.
Eyes are closed.
That's so point. Funny.
But like AoEs would hit them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do damage to dead bodies.
Yeah.
You can.
You can bring them closer.
Messing up my corpse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Villian let you die.
Constitution, you said? That.
So wait, dead people do roll, men?
Well, they the thing is like you would have nothing to resist it. You but I honestly don't know if you would automatically succeed or fail in this.
Sounds like a fail.
Listen, I think you dropping to 0 hit points with one action is enough of an effect. You don't need to worry about the cloud of dust.
Okay.
You're okay.
Okay.
But the people who are within 10 feet and alive do, including Doros.
The headcanon too would be like the thing is targeting the people standing. I feel like
maybe the dust stays a foot off the ground.
All it would take is 54 damage to kill Palvin forever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a one, dude. That's a one.
Wait, you're sleeping though.
No, I stabilized myself.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at 0 HP though.
But wait, now how I'm did going you back stabilize to, yourself?
Oh, I rolled the death saving throw or whatever.
No, you have to do it three times.
Oh, okay, three times. Yeah.
So right. You have one success and one failure.
But you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, okay.
You're fine.
Yeah.
If you succeed or fail three times, you're either good or not good.
Gotcha. Stabilize, Doros.
Stabilize.
Do something.
What did you get, Villian?
Oh, Hubert, can you roll that for me?
Yep.
25!
20! Nat 20.
Okay, nat 20.
So not only did you succeed, Villian, but you are immune to this effect until the end of the creature's next turn. Okay? The remaining, the people who failed, including Moof and Doros, And that's it, I think. They're blinded until the end of the next turn.
Oh, yeah. Popper had his eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Popper had his eyes closed.
Can't get me.
So,
I'm already dead.
A blinded creature can't see and automatically fails any ability check that requires sight. What is interesting about Moose Predicament is he doesn't need,
he doesn't need to see.
He does.
Well, he does.
To see when the thing's open. Unless it makes a distinct noise.
But he can
noise.
Still keep turning it?
Yeah.
He could keep turning it.
So you got to guide him.
He had his hands on the crank.
Yeah.
I think he would rely on sight for this, unless... All right, we'll get there.
Better
we'll
be real there. Descriptive with him.
We'll get there, yeah.
Yeah. Move. 1 inch to your right, move.
20 more degrees. Listen to my pattern. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. On the one, you must pause. 3, 2, 1.
Doros just screams, my eyes!
Okay. Hey, is he still like really shriveled and stuff?
Yeah, he's in there.
Okay.
He's a chump.
Yeah, he's a chump.
He exactly. had some of that plant, but it had little effect.
He's just an addict for that plant.
Just a weird skinny tiger man. All
right, Kata needs to make a death saving throw.
Oh, jeez.
He succeeds.
Ooh, Kata, come back.
Come back, Kata.
The only thing you succeed at is death saving throws.
Oh, sorry, I rolled for Palvin, but it is Palvin's turn making death saving throw.
Can you drop that in, Huber? He's had some good rolls so far.
15.
Good job. Okay,
Palvin. So that is Palvin's second success.
Damn.
And Zemnar, now you need to make your second
attack.
Come
on, baby. Shoot, that's a 4.
This
that's
other die is messing up.
I know.
This other die is messing up the rolls.
Actually, Villain is supposed to go before you, but it's.
It's all right. It's a 4.
It's a 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have one success, one failure, along with Kata.
Save us.
Okay. Villian, it is your turn. You're 5 feet away from the creature. You are at the cage that that Tataka is sleeping in. You know, like Moof screams. He's clearly blinded.
Is he still cranking?
He has his hands on the crank and he's like trying to hold it as best he can. But you can see that the pendulum is just swinging loosely back and forth.
So I do have an opportunity to attack Tataka on occasion.
Yeah, actually, yes, you do have an opportunity to bring your hammer down in the split second that the barrier is
mini
gone.
Minigame, dude. Yeah, Mario Party. Yeah.
Will your weapon get stuck, though?
Yeah, so I'm scared of getting my arm chopped off, so I'm going to use my one spell.
Flame Strike.
Flame Strike, yeah.
Yeah, burn him in the box, baby!
So, Kyle, to me this is more about timing than anything else.
Yeah, right? It's like dex?
Yeah, so it's like whatever method you want to use, I can totally appreciate that. And this is admittedly a little bit fast and loose, but I feel like you having to make a dexterity throw to try to find the dexterity check to try to find the right timing seems sensical to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a high dexterity check because it is only a split second. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, Moof is using his own body, his own muscle to try to finagle with it, and so when that interval appears is not constant.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Ugh. Hold, Moof! Hold!
And so you're going to use Flame Strike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I pulled it open, but you're right, I should do this dex check
first. Yeah, do the dex check.
For everyone at home, Villian has a -1 on dex checks.
Unfortunately, if you do fail the check, you will expend the spell slot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I only got 1 for that slot. All right, here we go ahead, drop it.
Hey,
16. Okay. 16?
16 does not quite succeed.
Whoa!
You need like a 20.
That's a hard check.
It's a hard check.
Hard checks, baby. Blower style.
So, like, it like hits the wall, the glass, and just like
ricochets everywhere.
Yeah.
Would it damage the glass? I guess fire melts glass.
Not this glass, baby.
Nah,
a vertical column of divine fire. Oh, Kyle. A vertical column of divine fire roars down from the heavens on a location you specify. Each creature in a 10-foot radius.
Ooh. Oh, that's you.
Well, yeah, this is a little tricky. Must make a dexterity saving throw or take fire damage.
This is beautiful.
So, Kyle, can you tell me that when you cast the spell, was it just kind of like a spur of the moment? Let's make this happen.
Primary directive is just kill Tataka. Like, he's Villian thinks we're all dead. He really thinks we're all going to die.
So
all he needs to do is kill Tataka.
So Moof would be in this 10-foot radius.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, God. And hey, maybe Moof dies when the pendulum is down.
But so is that dumb Skull. Maybe. Hey, Skull. Hey, take some damage, dude.
Take some insignificant fire damage.
Moof, the creature
bossman, round two.
Must make an dexterity saving throw. What is your spell save DC?
One second.
Bossman. No problem.
Stand by. Round 17.
Okay.
Stand by. Stay on target.
All right, Moof fails.
Mm-hmm.
Each creature takes 46 fire damage and 46 radiant damage.
4d6 of both?
Yes. That's not that bad. So 8d6.
That's not that bad.
Roll it, baby.
Can I have you roll that, please?
Yeah. Let's double down on d6s. Mm-hmm. Let's do two at a time. What do we get there?
Seven.
Plus five.
12.
So that's the fire.
Yeah.
18.
So 12.
12 fire.
Okay.
I'll remember that.
Okay. So 18 and then one more. That's 12. So that's 40?
30.
30. Yep. That's
30 damage 30. Total?
Yep.
So Moof is just screaming in pain. The mixture of radiant and
I fire. Told you to halt, Moof!
As you're burning. Yeah.
So in response...
It would hit you, too.
I think it would.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So okay. Let me do a dex check and see if I can dodge my own flames.
Yeah.
Nope.
Take that raw 30.
Okay. Dude, the creature also has to roll against it.
Success.
All right. This thing does have bullshit that makes it very good against magic.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Lovely. Good to hear.
It's that red eye.
Sorry, what did you say your spell save DC was one more time?
17.
Okay.
Just hitting the blue one.
Gotta get that red eye out of there.
It passes, and it has a thing where if it's subjected to an effect that allows it to make a saving throw to take only half damage, it instead takes no damage.
Cool.
Of a saving throw.
Oh, that's cool. I want that ability.
So cool. My next character is a floating skull.
So, Kyle, here's what I'm going to have Moof do.
Yeah.
This makes some amount of sense to me. So you cast this holy spell down upon it. Moof is just trying to use all of his strength to like kind of hold on to this very heavy thing that's swinging back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him make a strength check to see if he can just hold on through the pain.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Yes, Moof.
So he's burning. He rolled a 19 there. So he's burning and just screaming as Villian is trying to save the day. This is amazing.
I realize that Villian should have shoved Moof aside and handled the crank himself, allowing Therese to attack Tataka, but yeah, he was in mission mode.
It's okay. Brass decisions, brass situation.
Therese has a high dex. She's going to nail that shot. The
I have a terrible
shot.
Dex. I have a plus one dex, but I have advantage on saving throws.
That's not a saving throw.
Well, and that kind of roll, too.
Oh, okay.
What
okay.
if I used my charisma to time the blast?
You're going to open when I say so.
Or wisdom, maybe.
Okay, so it was Villian's turn. Villian, would you like to move at all?
No.
Okay. Great. Now it is Zemnar's turn, but we already rolled for Zemnar. He failed, one success, one failure. And now it is Therese's turn.
Oh, God. I feel like I shouldn't blow another spell slot. I want to speak into Moof's mind and try to help him with the timing.
That's a funny idea.
So
yeah, it's a good point because Moof cannot see.
He can't see anything.
Yeah.
So if I understand correctly, his cranking is what's moving the pendulum, yeah?
Yeah.
So like he's turning it and this thing unlocked and he's trying to like it the force of it swinging. The crank is like going along with it, and so he has to kind of resist it moving.
Okay.
And so he just kind of has to like hold it perfectly in place in order for the glass to dissipate and for Tataka to be vulnerable.
So I'm gonna say unto Moof in his mind. I say, Moof, I'm going to count you down to when you need to stop and hold the crank. All right.
And then I would watch a couple of rotations to try to get his timing. And then I want to count him in and say, 3, 2, 1, you know, stop.
Absolutely. I do think with this method, while it is smart and you do need to find a way to communicate with Moof, like you waiting around and counting it out might go a little bit beyond.
I think it'd be an action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a counting action.
Yeah.
Which so, I might argue perhaps would use wisdom. or charisma.
So you're using your eyesight. Oh, well, wait. You'd have to.
If it's perception,
hold on,
then
you're
yeah.
still 17 feet away. You're actually not able to see the pendulum because you're
back
in the
straight hallway, right?
It's a straight hallway, but the room, like the pendulum, is against the wall, and so you would have to move.
Oh, I thought it was in the middle of the.
Okay. The pendulum is back pressed against the wall, so you'd have to move up.
I'll move up just so I can see and then do this stuff.
That will require you to move 7 feet up, which will put you within 10 feet range of
in
the
doorway.
Creature.
Yeah, okay, it's worth it.
All right, and so we're going to have kind of a co-op action here.
Nice.
Am I using perception? Is that what I'm using?
No. I think you can clearly see it, so.
What would it be?
What I'm gonna have you do is like you're kind of counting the intervals and you're communicating to Moof like now.
Yeah.
Okay, there. And so you're moving it, you're basically instructing him to find the right placement.
Yeah.
And so he's gonna have to use his strength once again to just follow your instructions and hold.
Yeah.
3 PM.
So charisma is what you're saying.
Well, I was actually going to have him make a strength check.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For me. I don't know what check I make. Or wisdom. Am I not making a check?
You're making wisdom.
I don't think you have to make a check to time it.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Moof got a natural 20.
Ha! Moof!
It just locks into place.
Yeah.
All right. So, in this scene, Therese... You are trying to instruct Moof. Many of your friends are dead, or like passed out, yeah. Incapacitated.
Time, 3, 2, 1.
Moof has suffered through pain. He has suffered through watching his friends go down. And he, the crank swings back and he holds it in place. And the barrier has completely dissipated. He is holding it rock solid. You can see that this is taking so much strength that his hands and entire body are shaking.
Scorched fur.
And yeah. He says one thing. I will not be worthless!
Oh.
Wow.
So anime.
Moof, you did it. You did it, Moof.
That's
hold
like
there.
What they say right before they die.
I know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Some guy blown up in his mech right in this picture.
So that blew my action or my bonus
Krillin.
Action?
That blew your action.
Exploding.
Okay. You still have movement left that you can spend. You still have a reaction and a bonus action.
Well, I need to stay within sight of the casket. So I have to stay where I am, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I have a bonus action left? Or
bonus.
Does stabilizing is an action or a bonus action?
Stabilizing would be a full action.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware.
Full action.
I nudge Pomper with my foot.
Get up! All right. Pomper, you need to make a saving throw.
Here we go, baby.
This is your second one?
Fail.
I fail. Death's door.
You are at death's door.
You
failed
the first one?
Two fails.
Oh, my God.
Things are getting real spooky over here.
Valiant, heal Pomper!
I see... green and red dragons flying.
Ooh. Man.
Not like this. Not like this, dude.
You do have inspiration. Can you use inspiration on,
the next on
a death
one,
roll?
I think so.
For sure.
Yeah, the next one I was going to use it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, my current armor class is 18, and I can't remember if that was some evil spell cast against us or I dropped my shield at some point.
I'm sorry. I was reading up on the creature. What is your...
Did I drop my shield at some point? My armor class is 18 right now.
18 is low for you?
Yeah. No, you used your shield...
to collect water, I think.
No, I thought... I thought you used your shield in a, as a form of defense, and it got destroyed.
I thought it did.
Cracked. Grab mine, dude.
Yeah.
I just remember too that far, happening, and it, it...
That makes sense. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
You can grab mine if it's close.
You gotta run over there.
My sun-kissed shield.
I feel like the plant creature destroyed my shield with its nasty acid, right?
Oh!
Yes, that's what it was. Thank you. Damn. Thank you. That's what it was.
Plant 42, man.
Okay. Yep. I don't want to explain too much of the creature that you know everything it can do and all its resistances and all that stuff. That's something I've been bad about in the past. But I do want to explain enough of what's going on so we can kind of keep tabs of it. A lot of the creatures that you're fighting, including these creatures, have something called legendary actions.
Yeah.
The legendary action, the cloud of dust that you saw last turn was a legendary action. This thing can do three legendary actions. Great. What it is about to do now costs two of those actions.
Woof.
So
Howl wasn't a legendary action.
Howl was not a legendary action. Oh, boy. However, it has to it goes undergoes a lengthy cooldown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's kind of the trade-off there. This is called energy drain.
Hey, I think I have that.
Every creature within 30 feet must make a constitution saving throw.
Nice.
17.
Nine.
Okay, so you got 17, you got 9.
Mm-hmm.
Therese, you succeeded.
Yes.
Villian, you failed. And now I have to do it for Doros.
Who's still blind.
And simple move.
Oh, wait, are they blind until the end of this turn? This.
Once. The end of. Yes. Mm-hmm. The cloud of dust will go away.
Okay.
Now.
Cloud of dust!
You know, I don't think that's such a legendary action.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Yeah.
Blind for one round?
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks.
Howl was pretty cool.
Howl's nuts.
Howl's okay. Cool. This one's cool, too. Well, we'll see what this does.
Well, yeah, yeah. We'll I'll let you guys decide if this is cool or not.
Uh-oh.
All right. So, for Villian and Moof, your hit points, your hit point maximum are magically reduced by 3d6.
Good lord. Oh, 3d6, that's not too bad.
For the rest of our lives?
7, 8. So it's reduced by 8 hit points.
Okay.
If a creature's hit point maximum is reduced to 0 by this effect, the creature dies. A creature's hit point maximum can be restored with the Greater Restoration spell or similar magic.
Pomper's got that.
Which means until you cast this, you have to deal with the hit point reduction.
And do I still lose those hit points off? Do I lose them as well? Or do I just lose my max?
You can't go above your cap except for with temporary hit points.
So what I'm saying is I had 136, which was lower than my
specifically,
max.
It specifically targets the hit point maximum.
Okay.
So it just means that when you heal, you would go up to that new maximum. So you'd subtract that from your total.
Villian's muscles shrink a little. Just...
Okay.
What horrible magic.
All right.
It's like you're thirsty.
He's just sad, dude. He's dehydrated from all the tears.
Oh, no.
Interesting thing about legendary actions, only one action can be used at a time and only at the end of another creature's turn. Demon Lich regains spent legendary actions at the start of its turn. So
can do it after everyone's turn. It's crazy.
Yeah. So
that's why they're so weak.
Yeah. I've actually been nerfing this hard where it should be that the legendary action is happening in response to what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
but instead I'm treating it as the action. But of course, that is my mistake, and it's going to go in your guys' favor.
And he only gets three until his turn, so yeah, it's not every turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So we would be blind constantly.
So I should be doing more things
so
like
instant death,
wipe
us.
And that's why it says that if it brings you to zero, like he's going to try to sap your health a lot.
Sick.
That makes more sense.
That makes way more sense. Legendary.
What a bad boy.
That's a gold spell.
Okay. It is Kata's turn for a death saving throw.
Come on, Kata.
He fails.
Oh. Is that two for him or one?
He that succeeded is two, in... failure is one success.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Villian, heal Pomper!
It is Palvin's turn. Palvin has had two successes.
Here's number three, baby. Oh, a first failure for Palvin.
Okay. Palvin is at two successes, one failure. It is Doros's turn. Doros is no longer blind. However, the barrier is down for Tataka.
Mm.
And he's going to move over there because Moof has been able to maintain the position. He walks over and he says, "It is only right that I be the one to do this."
Nice.
And he lifts up both of his arms and he musters as much strength as he can and he brings it down on Tataka's head.
Nice. Kill shot.
With this Tataka, just lore stuff, the outfit that this Tataka is wearing is very different than anything you've ever seen before, not a style that you're familiar with, even traveling to other worlds. And also it seemed like it wasn't fully formed. You could see like there was some skin missing from his fingertips, that sort of thing. And so it seems to be pretty fragile. However, I'm going to have Doros make a strength check. he brings it down. He brings down his hands, and he actually smashes Tataka's face. And there is a blast of light, and it seems to have weakened, but not destroyed, the creature that you're fighting.
The skull.
The skull. So the body is still intact, but Doros has smashed the face.
Does it still breathe?
Tataka.
Tataka is not breathing.
Gotta go for the brain.
Zombie style.
Take the brain out.
Yeah.
All right. Villian, it is your turn.
Go for that brain, boss man.
Yeah, that's what I'm conflicted with. Like, is Tataka gone?
Therese, in character, has been telling you to stabilize Pomper. Like, help Pomper. Because he's the only one who can heal everyone.
Face smashed implies he's dead.
You want to be real sure, though. Like, those zombies in Resident Evil will take a lot of headshots.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Last thing we need is this guy coming back as a crimson head.
Yeah. We got to burn the body.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. I'll do Divine Smite. I'll just smash that skull with Divine Smite.
Okay.
Sick. The skull or Tataka?
Sorry, Tataka's skull.
Be specific.
Yes.
So
yes,
let me help you out here because this is a little bit of a confusing thing that kind of extends beyond the bounds of your knowledge, and it's a hard thing to visualize. So the head is pretty much smashed, but it seems like the body is still intact, and that is what is holding some power left. And so it just to let you know, it would be more beneficial for you to attack the body, and that is not something that would be obvious or even necessarily discernible.
All right, we'll go for a body shot.
Okay. Can I have you make a strength check?
Yeah.
Collapse the lungs.
That is 14.
Okay. So thanks to Doros' strike, which helped weaken it, but was pretty weak on its own, perhaps owning up to Doros' state, your Divine Smite comes down and smashes through the chest of Tataka. It shatters, and it shatters with such a force that the entire body disintegrates.
Nice.
Whoa.
The body can do that?
The skull drops to the ground.
Gotcha. The bad boy skull.
The bad boy skull drops to the ground.
Sweet.
It is motionless. Yet, the room that you're in remains largely the same.
Mm. Still cracking?
Doros turns to your direction, and he says, "I still sense him. Our battle is not yet finished."
You did well, Doros. I know that wasn't easy for you.
No, who really did well is you and the lizard there.
Oh, Moof? Yeah, Moof, you did well.
We should pick up your friends.
Yes.
Yeah, I stabilize Pomper.
I'm
next to him.
I'll stabilize Pelvin.
What am I, chop liver, dude? Come on,
We will stabilize our friends and move on. Next time on Tabletop Escapades.